make yourself bald and cut off your hair on account of your sons of exquisite delight. Do enlarge your baldness like that of an eagle, for they have gone away from you naked into captivity. That's the end of Micah chapter 1. That's Micah 1 verse 16 in the Word Green Version 2003. Our daily scripture for today, little children. The bald eagle. The baldness like that of an eagle. What an interesting illustration that is. Because something bad has happened to Jerusalem and the sons of exquisite delight of Jerusalem. But that's it for today's scripture, for the daily scripture reading. It's such a pleasure to be back again studying our article together. Let's see if that's too bright. Oh, it looks too bright on my monitor, but I'm not sure about... I don't like it to be bright because it washes out. There's no contrast if I have it any brighter than sort of a very, very... sort of a very low brightness. Even now, it's still not going lower. Wait a minute. That might be more what I'm looking for. Okay, we have that April 4th is a Thursday, as we said yesterday, in the year 1493 BCE, as the historical notes relate in detail. And that was where we stopped. So that April 19th, which is in fact 15 days after April 4th, which is therefore 2 weeks plus 1 day, 14 plus 1 equals 15, and 15 and 4 is 19. So if the 4th is a Thursday, 19th is a Friday. And that is what we want, because April 19th is night sign 1, as we saw in the previous paragraph. To the best of our ability of calculating. Now, we could have just been saying, well, that was accurate enough, what we had in the previous month. It was nearly Saturday. It was close enough. Maybe 1 day away from Saturday is good enough. Maybe that we could have said that, but we didn't. We said, no, it has to be a Saturday on the day of the first Sabbath in the Bible. So this is based on the Bible. This chronology, it had to be based on the Bible, and it was based on the Bible. But it had to fulfill these requirements of the Bible, or it wouldn't have any validity. It must fulfill the scripture, where the scripture says that there was a Sabbath day instituted on this day, and we look to see where it was. On the sixth day, Exodus 16 and 22, they picked up twice as much bread. And then, tomorrow, in verse 23, Moses said, "It is what Jehovah has spoken. Tomorrow there will be a Sabbath observance." That was the first ever Sabbath in all of history for the Jews, right? And the Jews were the religion that had the Sabbath. That was instituted by them. There was, we know, it was always the day of Saturday that was the Sabbath, right? It began on Friday evening because the Jews began their days in the evenings of the prior day. But we saw that was on the seventh day, right, that they had the Sabbath. So we just go back to where we had the first day. Right. It was, as we already saw, was way back in verse 1, actually. The 15th day they arrived. So the 16th, and they arrived there at that campground where they stayed. In the wilderness of Sin, in verse 1 it says, on the 15th day of the second month. So IR 15, right? But then the next day was when we began counting the days, okay? So I'm looking for that now. In the morning you will indeed see Jehovah's glory, he said, in verse 7. Okay. Right, let's see. In the morning there had developed a layer of dew round about the camp. So that was when they first saw the manna. This was the food that Jehovah provided from heaven. It came down as a fine flaky thing in verse 14. And they could go out and gather it up. So they had 6 days of gathering. And that's what was mentioned there when it said the sixth day. So in the morning, after the 15th, that would be the 16th. Right? Depending on how you count. I mean, depending on whether they came there, they arrived there on the 15th day. Right? You'd think they arrived there before evening because, you know, they don't want to get there when it's dark. Certainly, they have to set up camp and all that. So we believe we've done it right. You know, that they got there on the 15th. The next morning was when they started counting the first day, the 16th. And that continued until, you know, 16 would be day 1, 17 is day 2. But 16 plus 6 is 22, right? But 16 from the 15th, if we count exclusive days, right? Just from the 15th to the 22nd is the full week, right? And the 22nd is the let's see now. Let's do it again. Let's do it correctly. This 22nd is the Saturday. You see how it's very tricky to do it. But the 16th to the 22nd is actually a difference of 6, but it's 7 days inclusive, right? That's the 7 days inclusive. That's the week. And from exclusive, it's the 15th to the 22nd. That's the 7 days, with the 22nd being a Saturday and the 15th being a Saturday. And the sixth day is not the Saturday, it's the seventh day, right? The sixth day, it's the day before the Sabbath, when they picked up twice as much, as we saw in verse 22. Isn't it ironic? It's in verse 22 also where it says that. I mean, as if everything is not going in favor of our chronology, or at least the Bible is in favor of itself here. With the verse 22, that has nothing to do with our chronology. It's just day 22 and it's verse 22. It doesn't mention day 22, but it is day 22 because it's the seventh day inclusive, including the date of the 16th day of that month, which was the first day. 16 to 22 is 7 days inclusive. And we did it. It was a great achievement when we found it, but it was no credit to yours truly at all. It was just a credit to God that he allowed even someone as lowly as I was to find it and to have it work. That, let's continue reading. It's only going to happen about once every 7 years, which makes it a relatively rare event that we would have, you know, our critical date of IR 15 being a Sabbath, or IR 22nd also being a Sabbath. Very important. Well, actually, the 15th of IR wasn't a Sabbath, right? It was the week before the first Sabbath. But it was a Saturday, I should say. That IR 15 would be a Saturday. That what would the probabilistically speaking, it would be 1 in 7. Every 7 years, you'd have it falling on a Saturday, on average. Because it changes every year based on the moon. And these are lunar dates, right? And the lunar calendar is not aligned in any way regularly with the Julian calendar. It just falls about the same difference every year, right? So it's just going to be 1 in 7 probability of it happening. That's the amazing thing. It's only 1 in 7, but we happen to have the date 1493, which we couldn't move by 6 or 5 years or 4 years. We couldn't move it by 7 years or even 1 year. We had to have 1493. Nisan 15, reading on now, which was 14 days after April 19th, because April 19th was Nisan 1. That was April 19th plus 11 is April 30th, right? And 3 more days to make 14 days on after the 19th would be May 3rd. So we have May 3rd, 1493 was Nisan 15. That's the day they departed. That's the day that we've talked about in the articles, like this article, where we talk about the date of the Exodus, when they left Egypt on May 3rd, 1493 BCE, in the Julian calendar. And June 1st is IR 15. How do we know that? Well, it's 29 days later, because we already saw that that month had 29 days, right, in the lunar calendar. And we know that the Jewish tradition even said that month of Nisan had 29 days. We couldn't have had it work out any better than this. It's some kind of a miracle, right? And then, I mean, it really, it was just this incredible, extreme excitement. I was so excited that I don't have, you know, I wasn't able to take any time to celebrate because I was trying to write the article, but I was in this incredible excitement where I was trying not to fall off the horse, so to speak. You know, I was trying not to completely lose my mind here when I was discovering this. Nobody else had the exact date that we have, but the other interesting thing about 1493 is it's a mirror date to the arrival of the first ship after Columbus discovered America in 1492, the first ship that brought immigrants to come and settle the New World. That was in the year 1493. So it's the mirror date to the New World in 1493 CE, which was the New World, but 1493 BCE is the Exodus of from Egypt by the Israelites. And it's May 3rd in the Julian calendar. Now, June 1st is IR 15. 29 days later, let's figure that out. 29 days, well, from May 3rd to May 31st is 28 days, right? One more date takes us to June 1st, and that's 29 days later. And that must be IR 15, since May 3rd was Nisan 15, and there were 29 days in the month of Nisan. So IR 15 is June 1st. It's sort of convenient, isn't it? Another thing, it's so conveniently how it works out. It's only by God. You see, I did a distilling of water yesterday and I only distilled half the water. And then today I did another distilling and I had to guess when to stop it because I didn't want to boil it dry. And there's no way of knowing at the full line, because it wasn't going to be full, it was only going to be half full, and there was no line to show me where I was going to stop. I just had to eyeball it, but I just had to guess, and I didn't know that I'd poured out half. It was approximately half, so I was not sure that I had half left. And I just went by my inward feelings told me, turn it off. I turned it off, and I had less than an ounce and a half of wastewater left over, and that I can't take credit for because it's not my knowledge. It wasn't in my within my, it wasn't within my capability to do that. I didn't have the ability to do that. It just was, somehow I succeeded. Now, I don't call that random anything, or I don't invoke some false god. That's God, the true God. That's what that is, the true God. Only the true God could have allowed me to do that. So I give the credit to him, because he's the one to whom it's due. So IR 15 is June 1st. And Nisan 15. What day was that, did we say? Well, April 19th was a Friday, right? What are we trying to get to? Oh, yeah, that's right. So Nisan 15 was a Friday also, because it was 14 days later. And because Nisan 1st was April, that's right. April 19th was Nisan 1st. 14 days later was Nisan 15, which is May 3rd, also a Friday, right? And that's what we'd said. They left Egypt on a Friday. But we said that. We haven't seen that yet, but we're going to talk about the Friday idea later. But they couldn't have left. There was no Sabbath that they had to rest on, right? But they had to rest on the first day of the Passover festival, which began the day after the evening of the 13th, right? I mean, that was the Nisan 14 was the beginning of the Passover festival, which, you know, you can read more about that in the article called Born and Raised, which is the most recent article, too. There's a lot of detail about why the Passover was on the 14th of Nisan. The first day of that festival was the 14th. But anyway, we've got the Julian calendar, June. It's so exciting, I can't contain myself. I'm just reading it now, but I'm not able to keep reading because I want to keep talking about it. Saturday it is. 29 days later, right after the Friday would be a Saturday. It's 29 days. It's 4 weeks plus a day to IR 15. So that is indeed a Saturday, and that's because April 19th and May 3rd, as we said, are both Fridays. And 29 days is one day more than exactly 4 weeks. It works, therefore. This thing works, and there's the exclamation point. But the exclamation point is a huge, huge exclamation, because this meant that we had discovered the Bible-consistent chronology, the one that fits the Bible. The 15th and 22nd days of the second Jewish month, therefore, in that year, fell on a Saturday. That IR 15 plus 7 more days to IR 22nd both of those days, the 15th and the 22nd of IR, are Saturdays. It's a confirmation that is, oh, it was just overjoying. I mean, It wasn't quite overwhelming, fortunately, because I needed to keep writing here. But the state of Israel was declared 3,440 years later, which is incredible, because 3,440 is a multiple of this number 430. 3,440 divided by 430. 430 is a number which is the number of years of Israelite kings from the time of Solomon until the destruction of the temple. From year one of Solomon in 1017 to the destruction of the temple in 587 BCE, 430 years. So divide 3440 by 430, and it's exactly 8. 8 multiples of that is what was the time that elapsed in years from the Exodus until the declaration of the independent state of Israel on May 14th, 1948. How can we do that? Let's show that. 1493 minus 1, because there's no zero year, plus 1948. 13, I mean 3,000, 440. 3440, absolutely correct. Nisan 15 fell on April 24th in 1948 CE. Well, we could use our Liap for that. We could use Liap calculator for that. Here we go. It's good. Here it is. So in the year 1914, let's go back. Here we go. Oh, look at that. Yeah, it's so quick. I'm overshooting it. I'm 1948 is what I'm looking for. I went to 1914. Okay, let's just scroll over here. There we go. One year more. 1948, there we are. And we want May 14th. So we're going to find out what day of the week it is. Well, we could do this in Israel. It's going to be plus 3, probably. Time zone, something like that. Doesn't really matter, particularly, not unless we're concerned with the exact moon phase here, but let's go to May 14th. It's a Friday. Okay, May 14th. Is that the correct date? May 14th? Yeah, May 14th, 1948. It's a Friday, as our Liap calculator tells us. And I can't remember what we said it was here. It fell on April 24th. Oh, Nisan 15. Okay, right. Oh, yeah, we want to look up Nisan 15. Okay, right. Right, okay. That's a little harder to figure out. We have to go to the first month of the year. Let's go to our new moon. And then... Well, the equinox was on March 22nd or something. So if this is Nisan 1 here, well, we'd have to add a day or two for the first to get first visibility, right? So we didn't look up Gauchi. I don't think she goes that far. Anyway, but what are we doing here? 9? Yeah, let's go 1, 2. So lunar day 3, now, the 11th might be the first day of the month. It depends. And so, Nisan 15, we'd add 14 to that, wouldn't we? What did I do? April 10. If it's April 11, to get to Nisan 15, if that's the first day of Nisan, we'd have to, and we want to get to Nisan 15, 1 plus 14 equals 15, so we'd have to add 14 more days to this. It would be April 25th. I said April 24th. I'm probably wrong on that, but it doesn't really matter. Because it's still more than a full number of years, right? Wait a minute, not Nisan 15. Where was Nisan? No, it's not. It's not. Either way, it's less than a full number if we go by the Nisan date. Sorry. It's 30 days, okay. Anyway, but the thing is, Nisan 15 may have been a Saturday then. It's possible, but let's see, what was it? April 24th, it was a Saturday. If it was April 24th, it was a Saturday. Yeah, this is not the important part of all this. This is just some extra work kind of thing, for bonus points kind of thing. Let's go to the 24th. That's what we're talking about. Yeah, April 24th is a Saturday. That's all I was trying to prove, really. Whether that's really Nisan 15, maybe I confirmed it. I possibly confirmed it already using the modern Jewish calendar. That's probably what I did. 1940. Yeah, I probably looked it up. I did. I probably looked it up and found out when Nisan 15 was. In 1948, I probably did that. Yeah, that's probably what I did. But with 30 days in Nisan, IR 15 was also a Saturday in 1948. So I confirmed that Nisan had 30 days and everything. I did all this. Okay, but the Saturday was still the same. IR-15 was still a Saturday in 1948, which is unbelievably interesting, isn't it? Because that's exactly 3,440 years later. Like, since May 14th is IR-5 in 1948, which I also did, the state of Israel was declared apparently more than a complete eight times. May 14th is IR-5, right? Let's see, wait a minute. It's IR-5. Oh, yeah, May 14th was when it was declared an independent state. That is, Israel was declared on May 14th, and that's IR-5 in that year, okay, is what we say here. But that was because April 24th was Nisan 15. We had to go another 20 more days after Nisan 15, okay. So, yeah, Nisan 15, right, was when they left Egypt, so another, it's 20 days more when they actually, going by the lunar calendar, declared the independent state of Israel in 1948. So it's not only 8 times 430 years, but it's 20 days in addition to that. So it's at least a full number of 8 times 430 equals 3,440. I'm going to get some of these numbers wrong because I'm talking so much, probably, but which keys on the lunar calendar, that is, keys on the vernal equinox, and 11 days more going by the modern Gregorian calendar, it's 11 days more compared to the, because it's, what did we just say? Wait a minute now. Why? Let's see. Oh, May 3rd. Wait a minute. Not sure. Well, we are using the modern Gregorian. May 14th. Oh, yeah, it's not... Okay, wait a minute. May 15th, was it? Oh, it was Nisan 15 when they left. Right. Not May 15th. Right. That's right. They left on May 3rd. Yeah, yeah. They left on May 3rd by the Julian calendar. And now it's May 14th, 11 days after in the Gregorian calendar. So there we go, right? So it is a full number of years in both calendars. 3,440 full years plus some days. A circumstance such as this is clearly true, I wrote, for it was not in any way contrived. It is nearly true, for all of its details may not be known. It is dearly true, for it represents quite a blessed miracle, that of finding one true path in history. I think that's all we're going to try to cover today, because that was a lot to cover, wasn't it? Just to get the details of all of that. But I would have had to do a lot of Googling to find out when was Nisan 15 in the year 1948. I'm not sure whether that... Let's look up when was first visibility. Maybe... No, I don't think Gauchy goes that far in the dates, but we can check. This is Memphis. I mean, just to be thorough. Oh, she does. Okay, she does. She went to the year 2000. So let's look up 1948. When is first visibility in 1948? We don't have to correct by 1 year anymore because it's in the common era. So here we go. So look at, we got 1948, April 10th is first visibility. All right. Hey, it was. Look at that. It was first visibility April 10th. So we have a minute or two? Yeah, we've got a minute or two or more. April 10th was first visibility. So this is, the 24th is 14 days after the 1st, therefore. It is, because first visibility would be Nisan 1, April 10th. So 14 days added to the 10th is 1 plus 14 is Nisan 15. So that's, according to Gauchy, that's exactly right. Whether the Jews did it that way, I don't know. But that's the way we did it in the ancient calculation for the ancient times. So that's the way we should do it, I suppose, to be consistent in the modern time. We can do as much Googling as we want to try to prove or confirm that the Jews of the modern day actually did take, I mean, we can, I'm sure I Googled that. I'm sure I did everything I could to find out. Okay, what was, okay, yeah, right. Well, we can find out. What was May 14th? What Jewish day? Yeah, that's how you do it. We just, let me do a Google on a different tab. Let's do a Google right here. So, let's see. What Jewish date was May 14th, 1948? What day is it? IR5. It says right here. That's what it was. So, yeah, it looks right. That's what they gave me. Let's see. Let's just drop this in here. Where are we? I don't know, but we'll just drop it in there. IR5. That was the Jewish date for May 14th, 1948. So we arrived at, and we always use the Gregorian calendar after 1582, October 4th. At which point the Julian calendar was subsumed or succeeded by the Gregorian calendar. Okay, so everything is right. Everything is right because we did our, as long as we did the math right. What was May, why is May 14th IR5? Well, that's what it is. It says right there. But that's all we care about in the modern day. We didn't care about when NICEM-15 was or anything. We just cared about IR5, right? Or about May 14th, rather. We cared about May 14th because that was the day when Israel was declared an independent state in the year 1948. So that, we found out by a Google search, was IR5. And that was completely consistent with what Gauchy said about April 10th being the first visibility of the moon. But mind you, that was in Memphis, Egypt, which is very, very near Israel. But, I mean, we could do it for Jerusalem for Gauchy, too. And I'm going to do that later, I think. I'll check that out. I would doubt that it would be different, but you never know. It could be slightly different. It could, if it's a borderline case, it could be it could be different. But none of that really matters because we've achieved something phenomenal in getting the lunar alignment and the Bible aligned with the chronology that we have without doing anything. The Bible has dictated how we decided this. That's it for today's study. It's January 28th, and the year is 2025 of the Common Era. The time is 2050, hours Canadian Eastern Time. And I'm Ward Green. Thank you so much for listening and watching, and I love you very much. And in my behalf, this is Sissy, and this is Star, saying bye for now. This is the end of this paragraph, whichever it was. So we got as far as the Firebird illustration. That's all we covered up to this Firebird illustration. Mind you, that Firebird is, guess what? It's the Phoenix, isn't it? The Firebird. The bird that rises from the ashes and returns to bury its father in a cycle of about 1,000 years, according to the myth. That's it for today.